listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for the latest draft news, photos, videos, and more from the team. Like them on Facebook at Cleveland Browns. Follow them on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns. This is a Football Tuesday. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. And what do on Football Tuesdays? We do the game, as Nathan called it, that sweeps the nation. It's called...
After further review.
There it is.
Yeah, I was waiting for the
There you go. I'm a little slow today.
I didn't know if you wanted me. I didn't know what you were going for.
Yeah, my bad. Question number one, guys, on this Tuesday. What is the best move the Browns have made in free agency this year?
I think it's an easy one. I think it's the Alex Mack retention. I mean, I think this one involved the most maybe complex thinking and strategizing and planning. It kind of covered a lot of different layers, and it played out very, very well, again, I think, for both sides. The key was that Alex Mack also had to come out of this feeling as valued as the Browns thought he was and as he thought he was maybe from other places around the National Football League. I'll go with that.
Yeah, I think the way that they handled Alex Mack shows to me an overall synergy commitment at the top of this organization and an intelligence to their thought process, their strategies, etc., because it couldn't have played out any better for them. They got the guy they wanted under a long-term deal. They saved money during the process. They took heat for the way they went about it initially, and yet they were proven to be right in the end, and I like that. I like the resolve. I like the commitment. I like the thinking outside of the box that they showed there and the fact that they were successful in accomplishing their goals as it relates to Alex Mack. So, yes, to me, that is probably the biggest move of the offseason because it's another signal. I think it has far-reaching implications for the team going forward, more so than just bringing in any one free agent.
After further review.
Question number two. You can only take one of these three quarterbacks, and I took out your favorites, guys, because it would get old if you just kept telling me the same answer. Johnny Manziel, Jimmy Garoppolo, or Derek Carr?
I'll go with Derek Carr. I think this one's pretty easy in my mind. I think you check off a lot of the things, not necessarily everything, but a lot of the things you need and want in a quarterback with Derek Carr. I think the arm is there, the mechanics are there, the leadership is there, the intelligence is there, the awareness is there. This guy has been a deep-thinking football guy for a long time, like since grade school, because of an older brother in David Carr who went through the whole NFL process, who went through, of course, the collegiate part of this game and understanding it and studying it and being a thinker. But I think Derek Carr is a better, much better quarterback than his brother proved to be in the NFL. And I think he's got a good future ahead of him.
I'm going to go with John Football. I think too much upside to pass on. Does he need to be refined? Absolutely. But you have the opportunity to let him learn the game from behind Brian Hoyer, at least initially, before he can take over, refine his pocket passing skills. You have an offensive coordinator in Kyle Shanahan who has used a quarterback that can be a little bit mobile at times in RG3. He's worked that into his offense before. So I think he just has... even though his floor may be lower than that of Derek Carr's, I think his ceiling is higher given his unbelievable physical gifts and the things, the improv that he can bring to the table. So I would take John Football.
After further review.
Question number three. I think we all think the Browns at some point in this year's draft will take another wide receiver. What round do you think they draft a wide receiver?
I want to say second round. I think they used those. I'm going to stick with right now those first two picks being a quarterback and a cornerback. And then I think they can hit the receiver position comfortably in the second round.
I think it's either going to be pick 35 or one of the two third-round picks. I think that's where you look for them to jump in there. I think at 35, there are some very, very talented players. Allen Robinson from Penn State, who I'm a big fan of. Jordan Matthews from Vanderbilt. Or if you wait a little bit, perhaps with 71, you can snag a guy like a Jarvis Landry. Another guy, a Dante Moncrief, might fall that far, although he's gotten a lot of hype, as is Cody Latimer. But another guy that I like that I'd put out there to you Browns fans take a look at is a guy by the name of Josh Huff from Oregon. playmaker, but plays physical and tough. And you talk about wanting to play like a Brown. This guy is the most ferocious blocking wide receiver I've ever seen. He's only 6 feet tall, about 200 pounds, but plays like a giant and beats people up. He's got move with the ball in his hands after the catch. I think he's an exciting guy. But I think when you look at the receiver position and how deep it is this year, anywhere from pick 35 through the two in the third round, I think you can get a guy that you can expect to come in and start right away, or at least groom behind Nate Burleson and come on and be a big-time playmaker for your team.
After further review.
Final question today, guys. We talked a little bit with Eric Branch out in San Francisco about him. Alden Smith, finding some issues. It's not the first time. There were some warning signs, some red flags. If the 49ers were to actually release him, would you take a flyer on him?
No. I think you're, especially when you're in the developmental stages of putting your program together, new head coach, new GM, a lot of new players who are trying to mesh. I think until you know fully what you have in the way of a team, identity, leadership, we know where we think the leadership will come from and how it's all going to come together. We feel good about that, but I don't think this team's ready to accept the quote, problem child player, the player with as much baggage as he has, and this isn't just a recent thing that he'd be bringing. I think you need a more established locker room. Somebody does do that, but they do it, if that's the case, if he's available, somebody does that, but it's somebody or a team with much more of an established presence, leadership, etc.
Right. I think that he goes to a team that thinks it's one, you know, guy away or one piece away from winning the Super Bowl. So you take that risk on him. You have a veteran locker room that can support him. The guy has averaged basically a sack per game since coming into the league. Phenomenal at getting the quarterback. His talent is worth it, but obviously comes with some off the field baggage, and he may be without him for significant periods of time because he has not been able to get over that just yet. All right.
Good stuff.
It was good stuff. That was a little after further review. And as you know, we talked about earlier doing the grades of the offseason. You and I both have given them an A thus far. So far, not a single person on Twitter, and we've gotten a lot of responses to this, has given less than a B to the Cleveland Browns. And I would say the average grade is probably right around 90, like an A minus would probably be the average grade. We've seen a lot of some A's, a couple B's, mostly B pluses and A minuses, though, for this team so far. And really, the one issue people want to see one more corner, but I think if they draft Kyle Fuller in the first round, you can take that issue right away after the draft.
All right, coming up next will be Kevin Jones, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com. Got an interesting story to talk about Mike Pettine Sr., the godfather. And Jason, I know we'll have ample time to play the appropriate music with that. The theme from the Godfather will be coming up as we talk with Kevin Jones about that piece and get his thoughts on Browns-related topics as well. That is all next on a Football Tuesday. Vic, Nathan, ESPN 850 WKNR.